You're listening to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia.
The Solomon Islands have become the first Pacific country to receive vaccines from China with the arrival of 50,000 Sinopharm doses. But the vaccines won't be rolled out just yet as they still need approval from the World Health Organization for emergency use. In the meantime, however, the country does have the AstraZeneca vaccine there. Evan Wasuka was at the airport after midnight when the Chinese vaccines arrived, and he joins me now from Honiara. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Talia.
Your commitment to this job, Evan, being at the airport at midnight waiting for a plane to come in, I just always so commendable. Before we start talking about the vaccines, though, Evan, what is the current COVID-19 situation there in the Solomons?
Thanks, Talia. Well, yeah, so the Solomon Islands was one of the first early countries to lock down its borders. So the situation here in terms of COVID-19 is really good. The government has been able to control people coming in. As a result, there's only 20 cases, and all those COVID-19 cases came through quarantine. So it's been the government's been able to look after that. It actually got a second of a new case just the other day. They announced a passenger coming through from Papua New Guinea. So in terms of border controls, that's all under that's all taken care of. They've had the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine. 24,000 doses came through the COVAX facility, and out of that, about 3,400 that have been given out. So the vaccination program has been rolling out. And then just the other night, as you said, there's a late-night arrival of the Sinopharm vaccine coming in on a direct charter flight straight from China.
Let's talk about the Chinese vaccine and the significance of it. First of all, how and why did China send the vaccines to the Solomon Islands, even though it still hasn't been approved? Are they expecting approval soon?
Well, that's this Sinopharm vaccine and the other Chinese vaccines that have been manufactured. They've been used in other countries all around the world, even though the WHO hasn't given its approval. This Sinopharm vaccine, it's been used in 80 other countries, and according to the Chinese officials here, they say it's been working quite well. So those vaccines will come in as part of China's diplomacy and part of its assistance to its allies around the world. But those vaccines, those 50,000 doses, which is quite significant as it's double the amount that Solomon Islands received from the COVAX facility. But it's all going straight into storage. And the officials here say they'll only use it once the WHO gives its approval. So we're expecting that to happen sometime later this month. But other than that, I'm just pushing ahead with the AstraZeneca vaccine rollout. So among those who were there at the airport to receive the delivery of these 50,000 doses was the Chinese ambassador to the Solomons, Li Ming. And this is what he had to say on the arrival of those vaccines.
China has again responded quickly to the request of vaccine assistance, and the Solomon Islands has received vaccines for the first time through bilateral channel outside of COVAX. And China also promised to provide 10 million doses of vaccines to COVAX. China is also a member of COVAX. And Solomon Island is also the first Pacific Island country that has received the Chinese vaccine.
So yes, that's Li Ming, the China's ambassador to the Solomons. So yes, Solomon Islands is the first in the Pacific to receive it. Whether it'll be is still to be seen, so that'll still come down to what the officials here say will happen. But China isn't the only one that's committed to supplying vaccines to the Solomons. Australia has already said that it'll provide supplies outside of COVAX. I'll probably find out later when you talk to the Pacific Minister. India also has put its hand up, and Solomon Islands is expecting hundreds of thousands of doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from India. That's still being worked out on the details. Now, Dr. Yogesh Chari is the COVID-19 advisor for the Solomon Islands government, and he says that even though the Sinopharm vaccine hasn't been given the green light, it sort of helps the government by giving it an additional option in terms of dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. This is what he had to say.
We have choices. You know, when the countries put the restrictions, they have choices. They have Pfizer vaccine, they have Moderna vaccine, they have Johnson, they have others. And we must not forget that Sinopharm has already been approved by so many countries of the world, and they are using it. So if our situation becomes desperate, we might request our technical working group and the Drugs and Therapeutic Committee to come and make recommendations on the use of Sinopharm. But right now, the position is that we'll wait for the WHO approval.
Sorry, you can back announce him there, Evan.
Thanks, Naomi. That's Dr. Yogesh Chowdhury talking about that Chinese vaccine that's come in from just the other day.
Yeah, we're doing a bit of a duet there. Evan, obviously we've seen concerns around the AstraZeneca vaccine and the very, very rare links that it has to blood clots, which is causing vaccine hesitancy. In the Solomon Islands, is there hesitancy being felt around the vaccines?
Well, when the AstraZeneca vaccine was rolled out, and within the first 3 days when they were administering it to the frontliners, only 600 people actually turned up out of the... They were expecting thousands, but... So you could see that there's some level of hesitancy even among the frontliners who've been... they're really aware about what the vaccine is, what it's supposed to do. So there's some sort of hesitancy there. Yesterday, I went into the vaccination center and it was pretty empty. And yesterday was the first day they actually opened up to the public, to people 40 and above and who had... who were sick and... who were eligible to come in. And out of the 7,000 doses that are allocated for Honiara, about 3,400, so that's a bit under half, have been taken up. So there is some sort of some issues with hesitancy. Yesterday I was out and, on the street just chatting to people, and I think the key thing that came across to me was the message, the life information on the ground about the vaccines and what it's used for. People didn't really know much about it, and people wanted to know more so that they could make up their mind. So that's probably something where the government will have to focus and put in more information, especially when they start to grow into areas outside Honiara and into the rural areas.
Indeed. It's always, it seems, the theme of this pandemic has been communication and information, and so much so with the vaccine rollout, it's really proving why that is so important. Evan Wasuka, thank you so much for joining us for that update this morning.
Thank you, Tali, and good to hear you back on the desk on Pacific Beat.
Oh, thank you. That was Evan Wasuka there reporting live from Honiara. And if you want to follow on Evan, if you want to follow Evan on Twitter, I highly recommend that you do. If you do want to see him at the airport at midnight and the, you know, the things that he does while reporting in the Solomon Islands, his Twitter handle is @WasukaEvan. Wasuka is spelled WASUKA.